This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie's accusing me of being a hoarder.
You are a hoarder.
I'm not a hoarder.
Can I tell the story? So for 800 years, I've worked with BJ Harris, and for 800 years, he's stolen equipment from this radio station.
I've not stolen, I've asked.
And so when everything went out of style, right? We're now digital. And so everything went out of style as far as like playing hardcore CDs. All that stuff is just out, right? You can go and buy it at a pawn shop for $10. So all that crap is out. Well, he keeps hoarding it and hoarding it. So now we have everybody's studios got redone, and there's a bunch of crap that nobody wants in there. And they pay an electrical recycling firm to come and take it all, right? Because it's so antiquated and it's just no good. He's like, I'm going to go ask if I can have all that equipment. And I'm like, what are you going to do with it? For 10 years, I've known you to collect all this crap, and you haven't done anything with it.
Spadell.
It's all in tubs.
There's some good stuff in there, isn't there?
No.
No.
Not that stuff.
What are you going to use it for?
Yeah.
He hasn't used anything.
Yeah, exactly.
For 10 years, he's collected this crap.
Wait a minute.
Wait, tell me what you've done with, because I bet it was about 6 years ago, you got the whole pickup truck was full. What have you done with that?
Put it in the garage. One day, I'm going to set up one hell of a system for the neighborhood.
Really? Yeah.
One day.
VCRs? VHS?
Yeah. For some reason, I just can't throw it away.
Well, that's a hoarder.
I don't know what the problem. Two things that I have, that's electronic equipment and hats. Those two items, I cannot throw one away.
Well, hats I get because there's some memories, like you went to places. But this electronic stuff, you've been hoarding for years, and you haven't done anything with it. And it's literally, if you want to buy it tomorrow, you can go to a pawn shop and get it for $10.
Yeah. I kind of do the same thing. So, I keep all of my old computer equipment, and I keep telling myself, I'll buy, a new power supply, and then I'll have, the second computer that I can use just for storage or, just for my TV or streaming or something like that, and then it just sits there, and I don't do anything with it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like what you're doing. You're going to tell yourself, I'm going to build this studio, or I'm going to be able to record myself doing a podcast.
10 years.
Or
10
something.
Years. And I haven't done anything. 10 years. There.
But I feel like we all have that weak spot when it comes to certain items.
Yeah.
I think maybe you have it with clothes. You talk about you have racks and racks of clothes.
With the tags.
Still have the tags.
Well, but in my defense, I'm all over the place with sizing. So, I mean, thank God I kept them, because now I'm wearing that size.
Oh.
You know, so for me, it's it's a size thing.
That was a bad example. Is that what you're saying?
Well, here's what I do it with. I'll be honest. I do it with lipstick. For some reason, there are colors that are just hideous, but I'm never going to wear them. But I'm like, I might wear that really, really, really pink one someday.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I think we all have something.
But mine takes up this size. It's a martini glass.
It's like a drawer full,
it's an oversized martini glass that sits on my vanity.
Oh, okay.
And so it's all in that. But that's this big. What you're doing is
You know, I will say this, that my eyes are starting to open, but I do have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Because I noticed yesterday, my wife made me move one of these tubs, big tubs. Mm-hmm. And all it had in it was VHS players. It had probably three of them, and a DVD disc player, what? And all this stuff that was in there, power supplies and all that. And I couldn't get rid of it. She's like, you got to take this somewhere. You got to get rid of this. And it was sitting in the living room.
In the living room?
I moved it to
the
garage.
That's so pretty.
Yeah. I had it underneath the table in the living room. You couldn't tell what was in there, yeah. But there was a tub.
I feel like the VHS and the DVD stuff like will come back around at
there
some point.
There you go!
But
no, see, it's
the
not.
Old radio equipment it. That you're trying to keep is not, no one's ever going to want that
stuff. The thing
is,
even if the VHS and the disc player comes around, you can still go up to a pawn shop
you
for 10
bucks. You can find
it
anywhere, I guarantee.
Yeah, why are you storing it like a mouse with a nut in his mouth?
Because I think in like,
wait,
I don't know,
a squirrel.
Like 50 years or something like that, there'll just be so many of them that are broken and people are going to want something that's going to play like Lion King or whatever.
I disagree.
Did you just say I have nuts in my mouth?
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
Yeah, you're storing nuts
that's
in your mouth.
Cool. That's not cool.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.